Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of September 30th, 2024. Kind and respectful behavior is expected and encouraged all year long, but we pay special attention to it in October during National Bullying Prevention Month. Bullying is repeated, unwanted, and aggressive behavior where someone uses their power, real or perceived, to hurt someone or make them feel bad or intimidated. There are many different types of bullying, including verbal, physical, social, and cyberbullying. If bullying is happening, it is important for our students to communicate with the adults in their school, or at least to report the behavior through anonymous tip lines provided by the Hillsborough School District or Safe Oregon so that swift and appropriate interventions can be initiated. In HSD, one of our goals is to create warm and welcoming classroom environments where all students and staff feel accepted and included. By fostering positive relationships, we are helping students practice positive social skills and reduce bullying behaviors. In addition, the district is fortunate to have established strong partnerships with social service agencies. There are many proactive programs supported by these partnerships that are designed to protect the safety of students through educating, engaging, and supporting them in making positive choices in their lives. Learn more on our website. Our featured event is the invitation to Glencoe High School's band to participate in the 2026 New Year's Day Parade in London, England. Beyond the performance itself, students who make the journey will experience a full educational program that includes visiting museums, historic sites, and places of architectural interest. The invitation was formally announced at an event held at Glencoe on Thursday, September 26th. On hand were Bob Bone, founder and chair of the London New Year's Day Parade, Steve Summers, chair of the London Mayors Association, Dean Oblonsky, senior American consultant, and Bill Northen and Jonathan Whaley, senior directors of international participation. Bone noted that they only wanted the very best bands for their 40th anniversary event, and that the Glencoe Marching Tide has a, quote, terrific track record and reputation. Way to go, Glencoe Marching Tide. You make us proud to be HSD. Our school-based health center at Century High School will hold a vaccine event from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, September 30th. All school-required vaccines will be available. Appointments are strongly encouraged by calling 503-597-4580. Our Educational Equity Advisory Committee will have its first meeting of the 2024-25 school year on Monday, September 30th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Administration Center. Public seating is available. There is also an option to attend virtually for those who pre-register. The next meeting of the Black Village Family Advisory Committee takes place on Wednesday, October 2nd, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Century High School Library. Families of all ethnic backgrounds with students who identify in whole or in part as Black, African American, and/or African are welcome to learn, grow, connect, and unite to build a better community for our children. As we approach the general election in November, it is a good time to revisit how people's rights to freedom of speech and expression can be exercised in schools. Visit our website to learn more. Each October, National Principals Month recognizes the essential role principals and assistant principals play in making school great. We value them for their collaborative work with students, staff, and families, as well as their skills as visionaries, assessment experts, community builders, facility managers, and much more. Please take a moment to thank a principal this month. Wednesday, October 2nd, is National Custodian Day. Our custodians perform so many valuable services for our schools, students, and staff every day, but they are often in the background. Let's take this opportunity to shine a light on them and tell them how much we appreciate them. Celebrate Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month with HSD on Tuesday, October 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at South Meadows Middle School. This family-friendly event will feature mariachi and ballet folklorico performances, Latin American food, community resources, and much more. Teens are invited to the Shute Park Library on Wednesday, October 2nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. to discover the dynamic partnership between percussion and storytelling as they learn to play rhythms on a bucket and dare to share a story. The event is free, but registration is required. Learn about the views and vision for Hillsborough's future of those running for public office during moderated events from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Brookwood Public Library. Thursday, October 3rd, for City Council candidates, and Thursday, October 10th, for mayoral candidates. There will be live interpretation in Spanish. American Sign Language translation is available with 48 hours notice by calling 503-615-6610. All families and community members are invited to attend the Binational Health Fair at Hill High from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 5th. Meet community partners, get free health screenings, and more. The Hillsborough Schools Foundation invites you to join the inaugural HSF 5K Fun Run and Walk at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 5th at Orenco Station. Your participation helps raise money to fund innovative grants and other programs that benefit HSD students. Learn more and register at hsfonline.org. Hills Doer Day is a community day of service taking place on Saturday, October 5th. Find a volunteer opportunity for you or your family, and join your neighbors in helping make Hillsborough an even better place to live. Calling all students in grades K through 6, the Hillsborough Water Department is now accepting artwork submissions for its 2025 Water Conservation Calendar that are inspired by this year's theme, The Journey of a Water Drop. Deadline is Friday, October 4th. Visit hillsborough-oregon.gov/conservation for more information. October is Hillsborough Arts Month. Celebrate by attending a performance, visiting a local art gallery, learning a creative skill in a workshop or class, taking a tour of Hillsborough's public art, listening to musicians at a local restaurant, and so much more. Attention staff! The first two of seven flu and COVID shot clinics for staff members and their covered dependents ages 9 and older will take place on Tuesday, October 1st at the Walnut Street Transportation Center and on Friday, October 4th at the Administration Center. Find forms and additional clinic dates on the staff news page of our website. The HR High Five podcast is back. We are kicking off the 2024-25 school year by talking to staff members Jeremy Corwin, Ivana Garcia Prado, and Manuel Vasquez Vasquez on the topic of new beginnings. Listen on our website or on the podcast streaming service of your choice. That's all for the week of September 30th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email, or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.